Well, it's not a question of being right or wrong. It's a question of trying to facilitate Gay Byrne if he wished to contest the presidential election campaign. Of course, my own position on this issue is very, very clear, and I made that clear at the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meetings following consultations throughout this constituency and indeed other constituencies with grassroots members, and that is that we as a party should run our own candidate, and we have a number of excellent people indicating their interest in running for the party.
And in relation to this whole Gay Byrne affair, was Micheál Martin right to approach Gay Byrne, or was this bad judgment?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what happened in that. I certainly didn't speak with Gay Byrne, nor was I asked my view in respect of whether the party should support Gay Byrne or not. But of course, that would be a matter for the parliamentary party. As leader of the party, Micheál Martin is entitled to speak to engage with anyone.
Has this whole debacle, has it created divisions within Fianna Fáil?
No, certainly not. And while the national media may look at making this look like there's divisions, obviously it's a time of year, the month of August, when there's very little other national or local, indeed, media attention. And this issue has taken up considerable media attention over the last number of weeks. And it's continuing, indeed, into this week. So I don't think it has created any divisions within Fianna Fáil. Micheál Martin is leader of the party. He has our full support. He certainly has mine.